It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called, and the Marauders win it
it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good afternoon and welcome inside Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you this afternoon, and a happy Father's Day to all the dads and to all the father figures out there. We hope you're enjoying your day as much as possible. Here in Fort Myers today, it is partly cloudy, and we are potentially expecting a little bit of rain and maybe a little bit of storm cells going on, but that'll be a little bit later in the afternoon. We hope these two teams can keep a decent pace going in today's game, and we hope to play unencumbered here in the series finale. Last night, the Marauders lost by a final score of 5-4. They put up a heck of a fight, though. Top of the eighth inning, the Marauders fought back from a four-run deficit with a three-run rally. We saw an RBI double by Davies Nadal, an RBI single from Jace Bowen. He later scored from third on a wild pitch. The Marauders ultimately, though, in the top of the ninth inning, left the tying run stranded on first base after Angel Basabe led off the ninth with a single. So that clinches the series win for Fort Myers, and the Marauders going a seventh consecutive week without a series win. However, the Marauders have played very well on Sundays. There's been something about the mojo around Sunday games for the Marauders this season. Bradenton 9-1 in Sunday series finales this year. They look to keep that magic going here in the series finale this afternoon in Fort Myers. Marauders and Mighty Muscles getting ready to play, and Sunday means that we have our weekly farm reports from the other affiliates in the organization. John Moses, voice of the AA Altoona Curve, and Jack McMullen of the AAA Indianapolis Indians have the AA and AAA sections of the farm report today, and that's coming up next here on the pregame show. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen. It's been a tough go this week in Gwinnett against the Braves-affiliated Stripers. The Indians have lost four of the first five in the series. Consistent command issues from the pitching staff and untimely cold spells offensively have hindered the Tribe against a veteran Stripers team with young, talented arms. With all that being said, one guy has been on an absolute tear.
And the pitch is hit high in the air down the left field line in the corner. It bounces. It is a fair ball in the left field corner. Two runs score, a double for Madris, and the Indians now lead 4-1.
Indy's Howard Kelman there. Madris has been as hot as they come in June. In 14 June games, Bly's 414 batting average and 1184 OPS both lead the International League by a wide margin. Indy wraps up in Gwinnett today with pitching prospect Mike Burrows making his Indians debut. With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. The Curve have dropped 3-5 this week against Erie, but the Altoona pitching staff has seen a pair of key changes. Following his start on Tuesday, right-hander Mike Burrows was promoted to AAA Indianapolis, and in his place, right-hander Quinn Priester was added to the Curve roster. Pittsburgh's first-round pick in 2019 had a delayed start to his 2022 campaign because of an oblique injury suffered at the end of spring training, and he spoke about what he focused on during that time.
First focus was just getting healthy, getting the oblique healthy, working with the Pirates medical staff down at Pirate City. And once that was done, we really kind of honed in on being more efficient with the lower half and, you know, really trying to, you know, clean some things up just to take it a little bit easier on the body, just a little bit more efficient and less stress.
A multi-sport athlete in high school, Priester's experience on the gridiron has helped shape his approach on the mound.
To be honest, growing up, football was a thing, like in our little town of, you know, Cary, Illinois, and, you know, you just, you know, that's what I was working for. Like, I was in the weight room trying to be our starting quarterback, not trying to pitch. And then I started to get better at pitching, too, and it all just kind of worked out. And then I started to really love, you know, the intricacies of baseball and stuff like that and getting out of the mound and the one-on-one aspect of, you know, pitcher versus the hitter. And that was really cool. But definitely there's a lot of parts of my game that come from football, a lot of parts of me that come from football. We won the state championship, you know, my senior year, and that was, you know, a really, really fun thing to be a part of and really special thing to be a part of, to where, you know, a lot of people with baseball getting really serious at that point were like, why are you playing football? You can get hurt. Which definitely really valid things to say, but the relationships that I had with my friends, you know, that, you know, taking the pro route is a little bit different than taking the college route with all your friends. So being able to spend that time with them and being able to, you know, achieve something like that was really special. So I'd encourage all high school kids to play multiple sports and stay athletic and just have fun.
Priester is slated to make his Double-A debut at 1 o'clock today as the Curve wrap their series with Erie at People's Natural Gas Field. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Many thanks to John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve and Jack McMullen at the AAA Indianapolis Indians for their contributions to this week's Farm Report. Exciting times in the Pirate system with the promotions of Quinn Priester to AA Altoona and for Mike Burrows going from AA to AAA, both men making their debuts at their respective new levels. Pre-game show continues after this. We'll meet the starting lineups after these messages. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We continue the Marauders pregame show today here in Fort Myers. It's time to meet today's starting lineups, beginning with visiting Marauders, a record of 27-35. Marauders dropping to a season low, 8 games under .500, and have lost 4 of their last 5. Here's how they line up for today's series finale. Shortstop Davies Nadal leads off. First baseman Jace Bowen, working on a 5-game hit streak, bats second. The DH is Sungche Cheng. He bats third. Center fielder Rodolfo Nolasco bats cleanup. Second baseman Mike Jarvis hits fifth. Left fielder Angel Basabe bats sixth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats seventh. Right fielder Randy Romero gets his first start of the series. He bats eighth. And third baseman Norquis Marcos on a 5-game on-base streak bats ninth for the Marauders, who sent left-hander Jake Sweeney out to the mound. Sweeney, left-hander from Northwest Indiana, 36th round draft pick of the Pirates in 2019 out of Pensacola State College. And he has done a good job both out of the bullpen and in a spot start a few weeks ago. Sweeney has been particularly good over his last handful of outings. Sweeney in particular over his last 7 outings, including his one spot start, 16 2/3 innings, a 1.08 ERA, 0.78 whip, and holding opponents to a 125 average during that period. That one spot start, by the way, just so happened to come against Fort Myers at Leacom Park. He went 5 innings and allowed only 1 run while striking out 4 in a no decision in that eventual Marauders win that day. So Jake Sweeney bringing a good track record against the Mighty Muscles lineup. and he gets the nod here in the series finale. For the homestanding Mighty Muscles, a record of 39-22, they have won four of their last five. Left fielder Jake Rucker leads off with shortstop Noah Miller batting second. Catcher Noah Cardenas, sporting a .401 on base percentage, bats third. Third baseman Keone Cavaco bats cleanup. The DH is Kalai Rosario, team leader in home runs with seven. He bats fifth. Second baseman Mikey Perez bats sixth. Right fielder Carlos Aguiar hits seventh. First baseman LaRon Smith bats eighth. And the center fielder Luis Baez bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who send the right-hander Mike Paredes to the mound. Paredes, a San Diego State product and a former collegiate teammate of Wyatt Hendry and Mike Jarvis. He saw the Marauders a few weeks ago at Lecom Park and started against his old college buddies. It has been a strong season for Paredes. He has split the year between the rotation and the bullpen, 12 appearances, 5 starts, a 2.57 ERA, 0.97 whip. Opponents batting just .228 against him. He has struck out 33 while walking only 6, so his command has been particularly sharp. He has, however, been somewhat prone to the long ball, allowing 5 home runs in 35 innings of work. So there are your starting lineups today. Again, we are looking at partly cloudy skies with some slightly darker-looking clouds moving closer to the ballpark from up in the northwest. So we're going to monitor the playing conditions. For now, though, the sun shining brightly on the field and a breeze pushing out to right field. Could be a good day for left-handed pull hitters here at Hammond Stadium today. There are your starting lineups and your pitching matchup. We are just about ready for first pitch here in Fort Myers, and we'll have it for you in just a few minutes. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back in Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, and once again, a happy Father's Day to all the dads and all the father figures out there listening today. We hope you're enjoying your day wherever you may be. Right-hander Mike Paredes makes his warm-up tosses on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. 21-year-old right-hander from San Diego, California, attended San Diego State alongside Marauders Wyatt Hendry and Mike Jarvis. Three of them were good friends going through their collegiate days. And the former Aztec right-hander comes in with a 2.57 ERA over 12 appearances, 5 starts. And he's holding opponents to a 2.28 average while posting up a 0.97 whip. He's been dynamite here in his first full season as a professional. So he gets ready to face Davies Nadal, Jace Bowen, Sung Che Cheng, lefty-righty-lefty atop the Marauders' order here in the series finale. Dark clouds continue to move in toward the ballpark from beyond left field, and we're expecting rain sometime right before the 2 o'clock hour hits. So we will hope to see somewhat of a quick pace of play here this Sunday afternoon. As we see the throw now to second base by catcher Noah Cardenas. Mighty Muscles are wearing the home whites with the purple sleeves, those faux sleeveless jerseys. muscles across the front of the white jerseys in purple lettering. The Marauders and the Road Grays, Bradenton across the front in black lettering outlined in gold. Nothing like a little Nirvana to open the afternoon. Like the song choice. Davies Nadal steps into the box. Mike Paredes looks in for the signal. Calm set. Goes exclusively from the stretch. He kicks and deals. The game's first pitch is taken high and outside. We're underway at 1:04 p.m. here in Fort Myers. 90 degrees and partly cloudy. Increasingly so. Here's Paredes with the 1-0 pitch. Nadal shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a knee-high strike. Third baseman Cavaco was charging in. A toasty one. 90 degrees. Feels like 101 at the moment. Paredes with the 1-1. And Nadal takes low and inside. Fastball will be 89 to 92 from Paredes. Has some carry on it. Similar to what we saw from right-hander Logan Hoffman on the Marauders pitching staff last year. Ball hangs up a little higher, longer than an opposing hitter expects. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow down the left field line. Left fielder Rucker over. Third baseman Cavaco out. Cavaco makes the catch at a tough angle. Running parallel to the line, he makes the grab on the run. One away, let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Jake Rucker, Luis Baez, and Carlos Aguiar. On the infield, Keone Cavaco at third base, Noah Miller at short, Mikey Perez the second baseman, Laurent Smith the first baseman, and Noah Cardenas is catching. Here's Jace Bowen working on a five-game hit streak, raising that batting average to .269, team leader with 8 home runs and 36 RBI. The pitch by Paredes. Fastball just a hair low. Bowen has hit safely in 14 of his last 15 games. He's hitting .382 during that stretch. Slightly open stance from the right side. Gets the 1-0 and takes on the outside corner a strike. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup featured by Paredes. 5'11", 185 pounds. The 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to right field. Aguiar, a couple of steps in, tracking it. He makes the can of corn. Routine catch for round number two. Aguiar, as is the case with several of his teammates, has the sunglasses on. Boy, the clouds rolling in. That sun situation's going to be coming and going. Well, there's some not-so-friendly-looking clouds coming in from beyond that left field corner. Sort of darker blue, almost grayish blue looking clouds. Here's Sung Che Cheng, first pitch taking just outside. Plate umpire today is Nelson Fraley here in the series finale. Garrett Griffin on the bases. Wind blowing out to left field at the moment. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Cheng swings and lifts it down the left field line. Shallow, slicing foul, and this is into the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Left fielder Rucker just ran out of room, lost his hat in the wind as he ran. Jake Rucker, a man who's capable of playing multiple positions. He's had a handful of starts out there in left field, splitting the majority of his time, though, between first base and third base. No score here in the top of the first. Base is empty and two outs for the Marauders. 1-1 to Cheng. He swings and chops it foul. Ball bounces back up and hits his own bat while he's still in the box. Just a few games back from the injured list, Sung Che Cheng had a 7-game hit streak end a couple of days ago. Back in the hit column last night, though, with a 1-for-3 night with a walk. He gets the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on a changeup. Strike three. The Marauders go in order here in the first inning. We head to the bottom half. No score early on here in Fort Myers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Comm Park.
Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Year-old left-hander Jake Sweeney makes his warm-up tosses for the Marauders here in Fort Myers, getting ready for his second start, 16th appearance of the season for Bradenton. Left-hander Sweeney, by the way, recently celebrated his 22nd birthday, turned 22 this past Tuesday. So late happy birthday to Jake. 6'7", 240 pounds, southpaw out of Northwest Indiana, hometown of Hobart, Indiana, just about 40 miles from downtown Chicago. Jake Rucker, right-handed batting left fielder for the Mighty Muscles, digs in for the home team. Marauders went down in order in their half of the first inning. Here's Sweeney with the windup and the pitch. Rucker takes a fastball strike. Two-seam fastball sits in the low 90s from Sweeney. Tends to be his major weapon. Gets a lot of weak contact on that two-seamer, especially effective when he works down in the zone with it. The 0-1 pitch from the tall lefty. That misses just inside. Talked to Sweeney in a pregame interview earlier this season. He said that that two-seamer down in the zone is just his main key to effectiveness. And when it's been on, he has really been performing well. 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two. Two-seam fastball along with a changeup and curveball for Sweeney. 36th round pick by the Pirates in 2019 out of Pensacola State. The 2-1. Inside and low, Rucker works it to 3-1. 221 average on the season for Rucker. Two home runs, 17 runs batted in. He's done a good job of getting on base in this series, though. Now the 3-1 toss. Fastball up in the zone, called a strike. Jake Rucker followed by Noah Miller and Noah Cardenas here at the top third of the Mighty Muscles lineup. Sweeney hands together into that simplified windup. And the 3-2 pitch, Rucker swings in, gets a piece of it, fouling it back. Ball springs off the screen, right back to the feet of catcher Wyatt Hendry. Marauders trying to salvage this series finale, try and grab two of the six games in the set. Marauders losing four of their first five this week. Sweeney with another 3-2 pitch. Rucker takes high and outside, ball four, not the start that Sweeney wanted. Let's meet the Marauders defense behind the tall southpaw today. The outfield left to right consists of Angel Basabe, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Randy Romero. On the infield, Norquise Marco starts at third base, Davies Nadal at short, Mike Jarvis at second base, Jace Bowen at first base, and Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. Here is Noah Miller, switch hitter batting right-handed. Pitch by Sweeney, Miller swings in, fights it off foul, first base side. As is the case with many ballparks here in the Florida State League, Hammond Stadium tends to be a little more pitcher-friendly. 330 feet down the lines, 405 straightaway center. The pitch, swing in, line drive into right field. This is trouble. This is down the line, a fair ball. Romero over to flag it down, and he has some trouble with it. Being waved around third is Jake Rucker. Romero's throw toward the cutoff man is held onto by Jace Bowen. No shot at the runner coming in, and it's an RBI double by Noah Miller. Fort Myers with an early 1-0 lead. All this team does is hit and get on base. Noah Cardenas, on-base machine in his own right, a 401 on-base percentage. Runner on second with nobody out. Here's the pitch by Sweeney. Cardenas takes low and outside. A lot of dragonflies buzzing around the press box window here today. Set by Sweeney, look back at second, and the pitch coming. Cardenas takes outside for ball two. Relatively light Sunday afternoon crowd here for the finale. It is warm, very humid. It's about to get a little more damp. The next pitch is taken way outside for ball three. Wyatt Hendry calls time and wants to go visit with Sweeney on the mound. Wyatt Hendry is a catcher defensively, has done a good job this season at looking back at various game situations and analyzing, oh, maybe I could have visited the mound here at that point or helped the pitcher maybe regain a little confidence by helping slow the game down a little bit. At times here this series, game action has really sped up on Marauders pitchers. As Mighty Muscles line up simultaneously aggressive but selective. Not afraid to swing at first pitch strikes. Will work deep plate appearances, though. Now the 3-0 pitch. Lost him. Fastball high, ball four. Three men to the plate here for Fort Myers in the first inning. Still nobody out. Not going to get much easier here with Keone Cavaco. Cavaco etching a design in the dirt outside the batter's box with the knob of his bat before he digs in. Sweeney, first and second, nobody out. The pitch to Cavaco misses inside. Early 1-0 lead for the Muscles. RBI double by Noah Miller. He's the leading runner here on second. The 1-0 pitch is swinging a liner to third. Knocked down by the third baseman Marcos. He touches third for one, and that's the only play the Marauders have. Good job by Norquis Marcos. Little backhand side dive, knocking the ball down, keeping it on the infield. That surely saved at least one run. Five unassisted on the putout, so Noah Cardenas up to second base. Cavaco on to first. Kalai Rosario next up. Runner dancing off second. Sweeney kicks and delivers. Fastball upstairs. Jake Sweeney, a good job not panicking there as he saw that leading runner Cardenas shuffling off into a huge lead. Here's the set. Sweeney, long look back at second, the 1-0. Fastball way too high for ball two. Sweeney's release point a little bit off to begin the afternoon. Dark, menacing looking, dark blue clouds coming in still closer from beyond the left field corner. Now Sweeney's 2-0 pitch. Rosario takes in the dirt for ball three. Mikey Perez on deck. He is tied for the team lead with 30 runs batted in. There really is no true rest stop in this lineup for an opposing pitcher. Everywhere you look, lots of power, lots of contact, lots of on-base ability. Sweeney trailing Kalai Rosario 3-0. Pitch number four to the right-handed batter is right down the middle for a called strike. We'll see if Sweeney can dig his way back into this plate appearance. Well-spotted two-seam fastball here could generate a ground ball to the infield. 3-1 pitch on its way. That is taken on the inner half for strike two. Challenge system is in place again here this afternoon, so that is an option for both teams. Saw quite a few challenges by both teams last night. Mighty Muscles largely successful. Marauders were not as successful. They ended up running out of challenges right about the seventh inning, I believe it was. Count 3-2 on Rosario, two aboard with one down. Sweeney, double take at second base, and a 3-2 pitch is swung on, fouled right back this way and just below the booth. Had my hands ready. Thankfully, that didn't have the right trajectory to come right at the laptop. That would be real bad news. So we'll see another 3-2 to Kalai Rosario. Here's Sweeney, the payoff again. Rosario swings and lines it down the left field line. A fair ball. This is headed all the way to the wall. Around third coming in to score is Cardenas. Right behind him is Keone Cavaco. His helmet falls off. Relay throw to the plate is not in time. Good quick strong relay by Davies Nadal, but not in time. And a two-run double by Kalai Rosario makes it a 3-0 Mighty Muscles lead. And about the last thing you want to see if you're the Marauders here, some men starting to stir in that right field bullpen right here in the first inning. Left field side of the ballpark, third base side of the park. Getting very, very dark. Periodic flashes of lightning. Timeout called. Here is pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. Sunday is a day in which the Marauders have performed pretty well for the most part of this season. Bradenton 10-1. Make that 9-1 on Sunday games this season. Their lone Sunday loss came on the road. Bradenton 5-0, undefeated in Sunday home games. And during the mound visit here, a member of the Mighty Muscles staff communicating with base umpire Garrett Griffin, and Griffin jogging over toward the mound. I think he's going to talk with Nelson Fraley here. Oh, it looked like he was going to. But there's a little bit of urgency in Garrett Griffin's jog there, and I wonder if Mighty Muscles staff, and yeah, sure enough, a cluster of those staff members are gathering near that gate entrance of the field by the rolled-up tarp, and looks like we may be preparing for an impending delay here. 3-0 for Myers, one aboard with one away. Pitch is in the dirt, skips away from wide. Hendry and up to third base on the wild pitch. Goes the runner Kalai Rosario.
We are severe seeing lightning in the area. We ask everyone please leave the seating bowl area.
Well, the public address announcer is asking for folks to clear the seating bowl now. And I wonder if the field will have to be cleared as well. Jake Sweeney is in pain now. Athletic trainer Casey Lee is out to the mound. And Sweeney is bending over the waist a little bit, experiencing some pain in his elbow, his forearm, his hand. It's tough to tell exactly, but it's somewhere in that left extremity. So Sweeney is out, and the teams are being waved off the field. So here in the bottom of the first inning, Fort Myers taking a 3-0 lead. Field is being cleared with a lightning warning coming up here in Fort Myers. So we will have to step aside, and we'll provide you with any updates on when we can resume as those details become available to us. You can find those updates right here on the air. We'll be coming back on the air after an extended break to share any details that we get. We will also share those updates on the Marauders Twitter account at @_Marauders. For now, we will be entering a lightning delay here on Father's Day in Fort Myers. 3-0 Mighty Muscles with one out in the bottom of the first. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey...
Dill Tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Jace Bowen. Jace, over your past 4 weeks or so, you've been really seeing the ball well and squaring it up lately. Was there any particular trigger or turnaround moment you can pinpoint that has led to this recent streak, or are you just plain feeling locked in?
I've been really working hard in the cage with Mendy, really trying to go hard and listen to the advice he has, and because he has so much experience in this game, and try to simplify things and not trying to do too much is really big. And, just trying to play confident and just play, have fun playing baseball again. So that's what's been really, really helpful.
And we talked a few weeks ago for a pregame interview, and you touched on some things that Mendy has helped you with as a hitter. Are there any particular mechanical adjustments you worked on during these last few weeks?
Yeah, just trying to keep my direction good through the middle of the field, and that way I'm not pulling off on things, and just keep my foot down, and I've made a smaller move with my front foot. That way I'm on the ground longer and hopefully help me see the ball better, which is, it's been a little bit better. So some room for adjustment. Just every single day is positive vibes in the cage and with Mendy, and he's been doing a great job.
Now, we've talked about the fact that you've played numerous positions this season, most recently getting some experience in right field now. And we talked about some of the nuances between all those different positions and the work that goes into it. From your perspective, just from your personal experience, which of those positions required the most work to improve on and sort of get up to speed on?
I would probably say the infield. Third base, since I've never played it before. And it gets on you so quick, so I'm used to having a little bit of time at second base and in the outfield a lot of time. So playing third base is something I have to continue to work on every single day, and I've only done it a couple times this year. But the outfield is, it's just knowing the stadium, knowing like how far you are from the wall, how big the warning track is, that way you don't hurt yourself, and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's more of like variable things for the game, knowing the wind, that kind of thing. So that's just more external things. And just go catch the ball. I mean, this is a little bit tougher place to see the ball with like the big old hole in the stadium. So, really got to focus. We need help with the infielders pointing the ball out, that kind of stuff. So, it just continue to, practice every day hard and trust the coaches and what we do.
Visiting with Jace Bowen on the pregame show tonight. Jace, you helped out with the kids camp at Leacom Park a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you? And what would your advice be to any, young aspiring ball players listening in, for those who are looking to continue to pursue baseball?
Absolutely, yeah. It was a good 3 days. It was long, tiring, but that's what I signed up for, and I love helping out kids. I think I remember as a kid, I was in their shoes one day, and how much I loved going to the Toledo Mudhens camps when I was about like 8 to 10. And if I had any advice, I would say just continue to have fun. I mean, you're playing a kid's game, and have fun with your buddies, play every single day, have fun, play with a lot of energy. Be positive and, just continue to smile and be loud and play with energy.
Coming in the final two games of the series here in Fort Myers, what are some of the keys for the team here facing the pretty tough club here in Fort Myers, first place team in the division? What do you think are some keys to success the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, just continue into those strikes, play good defense, play catch, have good at-bats, just try to continue to battle, get that pitch count up, get to the bullpen as fast as we can is what we're trying to do. Like I said, just hit the ball hard, as best we can, run the bases hard, really take the freebies when we can, because against these guys, don't make many mistakes, so capitalizing on those mistakes is what we need to do.
Thank you for your time tonight, Jace.
Thank you.
That's Jace Bowen on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further in-game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle, @_Marauders.
With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen. It's been a tough go this week in Gwinnett against the Braves-affiliated Stripers. The Indians have lost four of the first five in the series. Consistent command issues from the pitching staff and untimely cold spells offensively have hindered the Tribe against a veteran Stripers team with young, talented arms. With all that being said, one guy has been on an absolute tear.
And the pitch is hit high in the air down the left field line in the corner. It bounces. It is a fair ball in the left field corner. Two runs score, a double for Madris, and the Indians now lead 4-1.
Indy's Howard Kelman there. Madris has been as hot as they come in June. In 14 June games, Bly's 414 batting average and 1184 OPS both lead the International League by a wide margin. Indy wraps up in Gwinnett today with pitching prospect Mike Burrows making his Indians debut. With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Yeah.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. The Curve have dropped 3 of 5 this week against Erie, but the Altoona pitching staff has seen a pair of key changes. Following his start on Tuesday, right-hander Mike Burrows was promoted to AAA Indianapolis, and in his place, right-hander Quinn Priester was added to the Curve roster. Pittsburgh's first-round pick in 2019 had a delayed start to his 2022 campaign because of an oblique injury suffered at the end of spring training, and he spoke about what he focused on during that time.
First focus was just getting healthy, getting the oblique healthy, working with, the Pirates medical staff down at Pirate City. And once that was done, we really kind of honed in on being more efficient with the lower half and, you know, really trying to, you know, clean some things up just to take it a little bit easier on the body, just a little bit more efficient and less stress.
A multi-sport athlete in high school, Priester's experience on the gridiron has helped shape his approach on the mound.
To be honest, growing up, football was a thing, like in our little town of, you know, Cary, Illinois, and that's what I was working for. Like, I was in the weight room trying to be our starting quarterback, not trying to pitch. And then I started to get better at pitching too, and it all just kind of worked out. And then I started to really love, you know, the intricacies of baseball and stuff like that, and getting out of the mound and the one-on-one aspect of, you know, pitcher versus the hitter. And that was really cool, but definitely there's a lot of parts of my game that come from football, a lot of parts of me that come from football. We won the state championship, my senior year, and that was, you know, a really, really fun thing to be a part of and really special thing to be a part of, to where, you know, a lot of people with baseball getting really serious at that point were like, why are you playing football? You can get hurt. Which definitely really valid things to say, but the relationships that I had with my friends, you know, that, you know, taking the pro route is a little bit different than taking the college route with all your friends. So being able to spend that time with them and being able to, you know, achieve something like that was really special. So I'd encourage all high school kids to play multiple sports and stay athletic and just have fun.
Priester is slated to make his Double-A debut at 1 o'clock today as the Curve wrap their series with Erie at People's Natural Gas Field. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders' Twitter handle at @_Marauders. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders performance coach Casey Harms. Casey, getting into the full title of your role on the coaching staff, integrated baseball performance coach. What exactly are the basics of what your role on the staff entails?
Yeah, it's a lot of words, that's for sure. It's a mouthful. I make sure that everybody's, I guess you shouldn't use the word in the definition, right? But I guess I make sure that everybody's integrated, that on the position player front, guys are getting what they need for their long-term development, so you don't get lost in the being worried about 6:30 every night and just the daily performance, but that their long-term development is always a focus, not necessarily the main focus at all times, but a focus, and that comes with communicating with our analytic department, making sure that when it comes to their development plans, everything matches up on a numeric basis with the strength staff, with the athletic training, just making sure that we're able to, like I said, integrate everything and make sure that things are covered at all times to keep things moving forward, not just tonight, but a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, so guys can be where they need to be when they need to be there.
When it comes to in-game responsibilities, you've coached first base on a few occasions, and there's a lot more to coaching first base than the casual fan or onlooker might realize. What sorts of things are you absorbing and processing and observing when you're out there coaching first?
Step one is make sure you don't get hit by any foul balls. But after that, no, you're just helping the base runners out with the time so they can have an idea, as our guys have the ability to run with a lot of athletes on the club, being aware of where the defenders are and just be another set of eyes and ears for them, because they got to keep their eyes on the ball at all times.
Visiting with Marauders performance coach Casey Harms tonight. You were previously coaching in college ball, a little collegiate summer ball, and then a college ball in California as well. Beyond some of the obvious little bullet points, what are some of the main differences in approach for you as a coach as you've come into coaching in affiliated ball in the Pirate system?
Yeah, it's a fun time of the year right now in college baseball with the regionals going. There's a lot of good baseball on TV right now at the amateur level. On the differences, you practice all fall. You have inter squads and stuff, but you practice for, 7 months before you really play a game against a different team. And whereas here, we get going as a staff, everybody together in spring training, and spring training's a lot of chaos with, a couple hundred players there. And so you don't really have your individual club. And we were together, I think, just as a unit without any interference from outside sources for about a week before you start playing games. So it's just a different level of how you continue to build things in and put things in place and develop while having to go and compete. So you kind of, you're putting the train together as it's moving. I think that's the saying, right? Put the plane together while it's flying. So a little bit more of that than college. And then obviously on the college, you're the front office, the coaching staff, everything together with recruiting and all that kind of stuff. So here we just get to worry about getting the players better, which is a lot of fun. And one of my favorite parts about the professional side of things.
And you talked about getting the players better, and we'll get you out on this one, Casey. In looking back on your season in the Florida Complex League last year, and then looking at some of the guys here with the Marauders this season, many of whom you worked with last year, what has it been like for you as a coach to look at how they've improved and how they've each moved forward in their careers?
Yeah, it's just fun to see the guys grow and get better, and obviously there's a lot of excitement when they come over to Lee Comm Park and get to play in front of fans and under the lights and all that kind of stuff. It's just a different kind of baseball when you're playing inside the chain link and when you're over with the Marauders. So it's just as they're starting to face new challenges, and there's some things they can get away with in the complex league that they can't here and vice versa, and some stuff they're not going to be able to get away with in Greensboro when they hopefully move on up to them. And so it's just continuing to try and keep the strengths of strengths and work on the weaknesses at the same time so that they're able to perform at all times. But it's just anytime you're learning and growing with the guys and having a good relationship with them and watching them progress and get closer to their dreams, that's the special stuff.
Thank you for your time today, Casey.
You got it. Thanks, Spencer.
That was Casey Harms on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders' Twitter handle, @the_Marauders. Talking with Jake Sweeney tonight on this Friday. Jake, you pitched the eighth inning of last night's no-hitter. What were your feelings and your thoughts as you first stepped onto the mound?
Just get out and get back into the dugout as quick as I could. And that's all I tried to do. I didn't think about giving up a no-hitter or giving up a hit or anything. I just thought about doing what I do best and pitching, so that's all I did.
As you were sitting in the bullpen before that, when did you and your teammates start
first noticing what was going on?
We have a bad view from the bullpen, so we really couldn't see the scoreboard much, but when I ran onto the field from the bullpen, I had a couple fans say, don't blow the no-hitter, so that's when I knew, and that's when I was like, oh, got this thing going on, so let's not ruin it.
Had you been a part of a no-hitter or a no-hit bid at any point in your career previously?
This is the first time I've been a part of a pro ball no-hitter, but other than that, yeah, I've been a couple. I've thrown a couple in high school, but that's about it. But this one had a different feeling.
How did it feel just being part of the whole dog pile and the whole mob on the field right after it all came to a close?
It felt great. I mean, even though I threw an inning, I feel like the last six outs are pretty important outs of the game, the hardest outs to get. So I threw the eighth inning. So it was cool being a part of the dog pile and being with the guys during that moment. And it's a moment I'll never forget.
Visiting with Anthony Solomito tonight on this Friday after the no-hitter last night. Anthony, had you been a part of a no-hitter or a no-hit bid at any point in high school?
Yeah, there's been a couple I've been a part of. But, I mean, what happened last night is, you know, it doesn't even compare. I mean, it was ridiculous what happened last night. First professional one, and, you know, not a lot of people can even say that. So I think that adds a little bit more specialness to it. And it's honestly just like, and like, there's no words I can even describe what it felt like last night.
So as you got ready to come in to pitch the fourth inning behind Priester, obviously it was still early on. What were the sort of bullet points in your mind as you're coming out of the bullpen for the first time?
I was just excited. You know, watching a guy like Quinn pitch out there, it's exciting. You know, he holds himself to such a high standard. He works really hard, and obviously he's got the stuff. So, you know, I had to get used to coming out of the pen, but it wasn't that big of a deal. I couldn't really see what was going on, or I didn't know if there was any hits or not coming in to the game. All I know is I was just excited for the opportunity that was in front of me, and that is just, you know, see how I compared next to Quinn. So it was a good day of working hard there, and it just turned out to be an even better night.
So as the innings progressed, and certainly you and your teammates started to realize what was unfolding, as you saw that final out behind you, Campagna with a diving catch in center, finishing the seventh, how did that feel to have that play made behind you?
Oh, that was crazy. I wasn't even really thinking about it because I just kind of thought, it's so early, you know what I mean? Like the whole time I was out there. And then that seventh inning came, and I got the weak contact fly ball, and then another weak contact fly ball, and then the broken bat to center field, and I was like, oh, God. And, you mean, Campagna made a fantastic play. Like, it was incredible. I mean, he deserves all the kudos in the world for that play. It was a fantastic save of the game, along with a couple of other plays made by some other guys. But, I mean, that was fantastic for me. And I can't thank him enough, honestly.
And then after the final out came Jarvis with the sliding catch and everybody spills out of the dugout. What were the feelings and thoughts coursing through your mind as everybody rushed the field?
Oh, it was insanity. It was awesome to think that, you know, we came together. This is the second season, right, for you guys? Last year you guys had one too. I just think it's crazy. You know, it was awesome to be a part. I was really nervous that last inning. I was looking around just trying to, like, get the feelings down as each out went by. Every foul ball, every not called strike, I was biting my fingernails. But it was awesome. I think it was, you know, very poetic for Jarvis to start the game with a great play and finish the game with a great play. So it was just fantastic all around.
Visiting with Junior Tebow, who got the final three outs of the no-hitter last night. Junior, how did you feel on the mound last night knowing what was about to happen?
¿Cómo te sentiste el día de ayer sabiendo que estabas cerca de completar el no-hitter?
En verdad yo no sabía que estaba no-hitter el juego. Yo entrego mi mentalidad de terminar y todo normal así.
He said, actually he didn't know that he was about to throw a no-hitter. He was ready to get a three out, but he didn't know the no-hitter. So he was in front of his bench, he did it.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes, and Jarvis made the play behind you for the final out. How did that feel to see the final out on an amazing play and then celebrating with the team?
¿Cómo te sentiste el día ayer cuando Mike Jarvis hizo esa jugada para terminar el no-hitter? Esa increíble jugada.
Bien, feliz y agradecido con él por salvarle el inning.
He said he feels really, really grateful for him for saving that inning, for saving that out.
We're here with Mike Jarvis, who played second base in last night's combined no-hitter. Mike, bookending last night's game with a brilliant play to begin the game and then a brilliant play to end it. How locked in did you feel, and how did it all feel, the whole experience, start to finish for you?
I don't know how to describe it other than the whole team
felt like on a different level of focus, and that's something we've been kind of as a team more focused on. We've been trying to work together, if that makes sense. I don't know. Individually, I'm just trying to relax out there, do everything, do my job. Yeah, that's about it.
Had you ever been a part of any substantial no-hit bid at any point in your career previously?
Definitely not. That was the first time ever, so it was definitely a cool experience and fun to be a part of.
What was the mood in the dugout and on the field as you guys could sense that it was getting closer?
Everyone tries to kind of ignore it, I think, when you're in it. At least that's what it seemed like. So no one acknowledged it. Everyone was aware of what was going on, so you just kind of go about your at-bats and then go out on defense and just do everything you can to keep it intact.
Team still has a chance for a series win this week against Clearwater. From your vantage point, a big win like that with a no-hitter and such an awesome performance on all sides of the ball, how do you feel that maybe gives the team a little bit of a charge moving forward in the next few games?
Yeah, it's definitely a positive boost moving forward. Everyone's, you know, on a different level of confidence for sure going on. But it's the same challenge today. We have to show up and do it again, so you can't carry too much from yesterday going to today. You have to go and prove it again.
Thank you for your time, Mike.
Thank you.
That was Mike Jarvis with us on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with last night's starter, Yoelvis Del Rosario. Yoelvis, good stuff on the mound last night with six scoreless innings. How were you feeling and what was working for you out there?
Dice, anoche, tiraste seis innings en cero. ¿Qué estabas pensando? ¿Qué piensas tú que estabas trabajando? ¿Y qué fue lo más efectivo que te ayudó?
Bueno, yo pienso que lo mismo de siempre. Mi mente estaba solo en competir y nada, los resultados salieron solo. Solo estaba tratando de competir.
So his mindset was just to compete, and everything went off that. Like he stood aggressive with the game plan. It was just to attack and compete, and everything. He said everything kind of put together as on his own. It wasn't trying like to force anything. He just tried to compete, and everything went well on his way.
Over the last four or five starts, your results have been especially good. Have you made any adjustments or changes to your delivery?
Que en las últimas salidas tus resultados han sido muy buenos. ¿Has hecho algún tipo de ajuste en tu mecánica?
No, creo que en lo que he hecho ajuste fue que al principio de la temporada tenía algunos problemas con mi picheo secundario y eso, y lo he ido mejorando durante la práctica, practicándolo en nuestro program en los bullpenes, y eso es lo que ha sido mejor.
He said it hasn't changed anything mechanically. It's been the things that he kind of put or has done a better job with the secondary pitches. That's one thing that he's been working on during the workday, like in the throwing progress and bullpens, and has improved a lot since he started work on it.
Visiting with Yoelvis Del Rosario tonight with pitcher coach Yorman Bazzardo translating. Yoelvis, with this being your first season in full season ball, what has been the biggest adjustment for you that you've had to make?
Que ahora tú, o sea, estás siendo tu primera vez en una temporada completa. ¿Qué piensas tú? ¿Cuáles han sido tu ajustes para que te ayuden en una temporada larga?
Bueno, como la temporada ahora son más largas, yo lo que te he enfocado es mantenerme saludable. Solo eso, y que sea lo que Dios quiera, tú sabes. Yo lo que estoy enfocado es seguir compitiendo y mantenerme saludable durante la temporada.
I think the main thing for him is staying healthy. As now, that he's been, you know, doing his routines in the training room, but as now, he would like to stay healthy the whole season.
Who are some big league pitchers you look up to the most?
¿Cuáles son las grandes ligas que tú admiras?
Bueno, de los tiempos de antes, siempre me ha gustado Pedro Martínez, pero en los tiempos de ahora, Zach Wheeler.
Back then, he used to look up to Pedro Martínez, and now...
Zach Wheeler.
Okay, so moving forward into the rest of the season, do you have anything in mind that you want to improve on personally?
Sí, tú ahora que hemos avanzado bastante en la temporada, ¿tú tienes algo en mente de que quisieras mejorar, algo en particular que quisieras?
Bueno, en la parte de a veces tú sabes que uno quiere, en los juegos uno ve que uno está consistente con un picheo y está viendo que los bateadores están fallando, pero durante el juego ellos van ajustando, y fue una de las cosas que me pasó ayer, que estaba atacando mucho con la recta y ellos estaban a tiempo, ¿me entiendes? Y ahí me dieron para elegir, pero pude resolver la situación con mi otro picheo. La suerte que me di cuenta de eso.
Yeah, he would like to get better at noticing things early, like the at times he knows he has a good fastball, and last night was one of the adjustments that he needed to make. He got stuck on the fastball so much that he forgot to be more intentional to using up in the zone to change batter's view. So he now would like to be better at noticing things early so he doesn't have to get stuck on one pitch.
Thank you. Gracias por el tiempo.
Thank you.
Thank you to both Yoelvisto Rosario and Yorman Bazardo for helping translate. Starting lineups are up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Jace Bowen. Jace, over your past 4 weeks or so, you've been really seeing the ball well and squaring it up lately. Was there any particular trigger or turnaround moment you can pinpoint that has led to this recent streak, or are you just playing, feeling locked in?
You know, I've been really working hard in the cage with Mendy, you know, really trying to go hard and listen to the advice he has, and because he has so much experience in this game, and you know, try to simplify things and not trying to do too much is really big. And, you know, just trying to play confident and just play, have fun playing baseball again. So that's what's been really, really helpful.
And we talked a few weeks ago for a pregame interview, and you touched on some things that Mendy has helped you with as a hitter. Are there any particular mechanical adjustments you've worked on during these last few weeks?
Yeah, just trying to keep my direction good through the middle of the field, and that way I'm not pulling off on things, and, you know, just keep my foot down. And I've made a smaller move with my front foot. That way I'm on the ground longer and hopefully help me see the ball better, which is, it's been a, a little bit better. Some room for adjustment. But yeah, just every single day is positive vibes in the cage and with Mendy, and he's been doing a great job.
Now, we've talked about the fact that you've played numerous positions this season, most recently getting some experience in right field now. And we talked about some of the nuances between all those different positions and the work that goes into it. From your perspective, just from your personal experience, which of those positions required the most work to improve on and sort of get up to speed on?
I would probably say the infield. For me, third base, since I've never played it before. And Catania's so quick, so I'm used to having a little bit of time at second base and in the outfield, a lot of time. So playing third base is something I have to continue to work on every single day, and I've only done a couple times this year. But the outfield is, you know, it's just knowing the stadium, knowing, like, how far you are from the wall, how big the warning track is, that way you don't hurt yourself, and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's more of, like, variable things for the game, knowing the wind, that kind of thing. So that's just more external things. And just go catch the ball. I mean, this is a little bit tougher place to see the ball with, like, the big old hole in the stadium. So, really got to focus. We need help with the infielders pointing the ball out, that kind of stuff. So, it just continue to, you know, practice every day hard and trust the coaches and what we do.
Visiting with Jace Bowen on the pregame show tonight. Jace, you helped out with the kids camp at Leacom Park a couple of weeks ago. What was that experience like for you? And what would your advice be to any, young aspiring ball players listening in, for those who are looking to continue to pursue baseball?
Absolutely, yeah. It was a good 3 days. It was long, tiring, but, you know, that's what I signed up for, and I love helping out kids. I think I remember as a kid, I was in their shoes one day, and how much I loved going to the Toledo Mudhens camps when I was about, like, 8 to 10. And, I mean, if I had any advice, I would say just continue to have fun. I mean, you're playing a kid's game, and have fun with your buddies. Play every single day, have fun, play with a lot of energy. Be positive and, you know, just continue to smile and be loud and play with energy.
Coming in the final two games of the series here in Fort Myers, what are some of the keys for the team here facing the pretty tough club here in Fort Myers, first place team in the division? What do you think are some keys to success the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, just continue into those strikes, play good defense, play catch, you know, have good at bats, you know, just try to continue to battle, get that pitch count up, get to the bullpen as fast as we can is what we're trying to do. And, you know, like I said, just hit the ball hard as best we can, run the bases hard, you know, really take the freebies when we can, because against these guys, don't make many mistakes. So capitalizing on those mistakes is what we need to do.
Thank you for your time tonight, Jace.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Jace Bowen on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle @_Marauders.
the Indianapolis Indians. I'm Jack McMullen. It's been a tough go this week in Gwinnett against the Braves-affiliated Stripers. The Indians have lost 4 of the first 5 in the series. Consistent command issues from the pitching staff and untimely cold spells offensively have hindered the Tribe against a veteran Stripers team with young, talented arms. With all that being said, one guy has been on an absolute tear.
And the pitch is hit high in the air down the left field line in the corner. It bounces. It is a fair ball in the left field corner. 2 runs score, a double for Madris, and the Indians now lead 4-1.
Indy's Howard Kelman there. Madris has been as hot as they come in June. In 14 June games, Bly's 414 batting average and 1184 OPS both lead the International League by a wide margin. Indy wraps up in Gwinnett today with pitching prospect Mike Burrows making his Indians debut. With the Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Yeah. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. The Curve have dropped 3 of 5 this week against Erie, but the Altoona pitching staff has seen a pair of key changes. Following his start on Tuesday, right-hander Mike Burrows was promoted to AAA Indianapolis, and in his place, right-hander Quinn Priester was added to the Curve roster. Pittsburgh's first-round pick in 2019 had a delayed start to his 2022 campaign because of an oblique injury suffered at the end of spring training, and he spoke about what he focused on during that time.
First focus was just getting healthy, getting the oblique healthy, working with, you know, the Pirates medical staff down at Pirate City. And once that was done, we really kind of honed in on being more efficient with the lower half and, you know, really trying to, you know, clean some things up just to take it a little bit easier on the body, just a little bit more efficient and less stress.
A multi-sport athlete in high school, Priester's experience on the gridiron has helped shape his approach on the mound.
To be honest, growing up, football was a thing, like in our little town of, you know, Cary, Illinois, and, you know, you just, you know, that's what I was working for. Like, I was in the weight room trying to be our starting quarterback, not trying to pitch, and then I started to get better at pitching, too, and it all just kind of worked out, and then I started to really love, you know, the intricacies of baseball and stuff like that, and getting out of the mound, and the one-on-one aspect of, you know, pitcher versus the hitter, and that was really cool, but definitely there's a lot of parts of my game that come from football, a lot of parts of me that come from football. We won the state championship, you know, my senior year, and that was, you know, a really, really fun thing to be a part of and really special thing to be a part of, to where, you know, a lot of people with baseball getting really serious at that point were like, why are you playing football? You can get hurt, which definitely really valid things to say, but the relationships that I had with my friends, you know, that, you know, taking the pro route is a little bit different than taking the college route with all your friends. So being able to spend that time with them and being able to, you know, achieve something like that was really special. So I'd encourage all high school kids to play multiple sports and stay athletic and just have fun.
Priester is slated to make his Double-A debut at 1 o'clock today as the Curve wrap their series with Erie at People's Natural Gas Field. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders performance coach Casey Harms. Casey, getting into the full title of your role on the coaching staff, integrated baseball performance coach. What exactly are the basics of what your role on the staff entails?
Yeah, it's a lot of words, that's for sure. It's a mouthful. I make sure that everybody's, I guess you shouldn't use the word in the definition, right? But I guess I make sure that everybody's integrated, that on the position player front, guys are getting what they need for their long-term development, so you don't get lost in the being worried about 6:30 every night and just the daily performance, but that their long-term development is always a focus, not necessarily the main focus at all times, but a focus, and that comes with communicating with our analytic department, making sure that when it comes to their development plans, everything matches up on a numeric basis with the strength staff, with the athletic training, just making sure that we're able to, like I said, integrate everything and make sure that things are covered at all times to keep things moving forward, not just tonight, but a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, so guys can be where they need to be when they need to be there.
When it comes to in-game responsibilities, you've coached first base on a few occasions, and there's a lot more to coaching first base than the casual fan or onlooker might realize. What sorts of things are you absorbing and processing and observing when you're out there coaching first?
Step one is make sure you don't get hit by any foul balls. But after that, no, you're just helping the base runners out with the time so they can have an idea, as our guys have the ability to run with a lot of athletes on the club, being aware of where the defenders are and just be another set of eyes and ears for them, because they got to keep their eyes on the ball at all times.
Visiting with Marauders performance coach Casey Harms tonight. You were previously coaching in college ball, a little collegiate summer ball, and then a college ball out in California as well. Beyond some of the obvious little bullet points, what are some of the main differences in approach for you as a coach as you've come into coaching in affiliated ball in the Pirate system?
Yeah, it's a fun time of the year right now in college baseball with the regionals going. There's a lot of good baseball on TV right now at the amateur level. On the differences, you practice all fall. You have inter squads and stuff, but you practice for, gosh, who knows, 7 months before you really play a game against a different team. And whereas here, we get going as a staff, everybody together in spring training, and spring training's a lot of chaos with, a couple hundred players there. And so you don't really have your individual club. And we were together, I think, just as a unit without any interference from outside sources for about a week before you start playing games. So it's just a different level of how you continue to build things in and put things in place and develop while having to go and compete. So you kind of, you're putting the train together as it's moving. Plane, I think that's the saying, right? Put the plane together while it's flying. So a little bit more of that than college. And then obviously on the college, you're the front office, the coaching staff, everything together with recruiting and all that kind of stuff. So here we just get to worry about getting the players better, which is a lot of fun. And one of my favorite parts about the professional side of things.
And you talked about getting the players better, and we'll get you out on this one, Casey. In looking back on your season in the Florida Complex League last year, and then looking at some of the guys here with the Marauders this season, many of whom you worked with last year, what has it been like for you as a coach to look at how they've improved and how they've each moved forward in their careers?
Yeah, it's just fun to see the guys grow and get better, and obviously there's a lot of excitement when they come over to Lecom Park and get to play in front of fans and under the lights and all that kind of stuff. It's just a different kind of baseball when you're playing inside the chain link and when you're over with the Marauders. So as they're starting to face new challenges, and there's some things they can get away with in the complex league that they can't here, and vice versa, and some stuff they're not going to be able to get away with in Greensboro when they hopefully move on up to them. And so it's just continuing to try and keep the strengths of strengths and work on the weaknesses at the same time so that they're able to perform at all times. It's just anytime you're learning and growing with the guys and having a good relationship with them and watching them progress and get closer to their dreams, that's the special stuff.
Thank you for your time today, Casey.
You got it. Thanks, Spencer.
That was Casey Harms on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Hey, Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle @the_Marauders. Talking with Jake Sweeney tonight on this Friday. Jake, you pitched the eighth inning of last night's no-hitter. What were your feelings and your thoughts as you first stepped onto the mound?
Just get out and get back into the dugout as quick as I could. And that's all I tried to do. I didn't think about giving up a no-hitter or giving up a hit or anything. I just thought about doing what I do best in pitching, so that's all I did.
As you were sitting in the bullpen before that, when did you and your teammates start first noticing what was going on?
We have a bad view from the bullpen, so we really couldn't see the scoreboard much. But when I ran onto the field from the bullpen, I had a couple fans say, "Don't blow the no-hitter." So that's when I knew, and that's when I was like, "Oh, got this thing going on, so let's not ruin it."
Had you been a part of a no-hitter or a no-hit bid at any point in your career previously?
This is the first time I've been a part of a pro ball no-hitter. But other than that, yeah, I've been a couple. I've thrown a couple in high school, but that's about it. But this one had a different feeling.
How did it feel just being part of the whole dog pile and the whole mob on the field right after it all came to a close?
It felt great. I mean, even though I threw an inning, I feel like the last six outs are pretty important outs of the game, the hardest outs to get. So I threw the eighth inning. So it was cool being a part of the dog pile and being with the guys during that moment. And it's a moment I'll never forget.
Visiting with Anthony Solomito tonight on this Friday after the no-hitter last night. Anthony, had you been a part of a no-hitter or a no-hit bid at any point in high school?
Yeah, there's been a couple I've been a part of. But, I mean, what happened last night is, you know, it doesn't even compare. I mean, it was ridiculous what happened last night. First professional one, and, you know, not a lot of people can even say that. So I think that adds a little bit more specialness to it. And it's honestly just like, and like, there's no words I can even describe what it felt like last night.
So as you got ready to come in to pitch the fourth inning behind Priester, obviously it was still early on. What were the sort of bullet points in your mind as you're coming out of the bullpen for the first time?
I was just excited, you know, watching a guy like Quinn pitch out there. It's exciting, you know. He holds himself to such a high standard. He works really hard, and obviously he's got the stuff. So, you know, I had to get used to coming out of the pen, but it wasn't that big of a deal. I couldn't really see what was going on, or I didn't know if there was any hits or not coming in to the game. All I know is I was just excited for the opportunity that was in front of me, and that is just, you know, see how I compared next to Quinn. So it was a good day of working hard there, and it just turned out to be an even better night.
So as the innings progressed and certainly you and your teammates started to realize what was unfolding, as you saw that final out behind you, Campagna with a diving catch in center finishing the seventh, how did that feel to have that play made behind you?
Oh, that was crazy. I wasn't even really thinking about it because I just kind of thought, oh, it's so early, you know what I mean, like the whole time I was out there. And then that seventh inning came, and I got the weak contact fly ball, and then another weak contact fly ball, and then the broken bat to center field, and I was like, oh, God. And Campagna made a fantastic play. Like, it was incredible. I mean, he deserves all the kudos in the world for that play. It was a fantastic save the game, along with a couple of other plays made by some other guys. But, I mean, that was fantastic for me. And I can't thank him enough, honestly.
And then after the final out came Jarvis with the sliding catch and everybody spills out of the dugout. What were the feelings and thoughts coursing through your mind as everybody rushed the field?
Oh, it was insanity. It was awesome to think that, you know, we came together. This is the second season, right, for you guys. Last year you guys had one too. I just think it's crazy. You know, it was awesome to be a part. I was really nervous that last inning. I was looking around just trying to get the feelings down as each out went by. Every foul ball, every not called strike, I was biting my fingernails. But it was awesome. I think it was, you know, very poetic for Jarvis to start the game with a great play and finish the game with a great play. So it was just a fantastic all around.
Visiting with Junior Tebow, who got the final three outs of the no-hitter last night. Junior, how did you feel on the mound last night, knowing what was about to happen?
¿Cómo te sentiste el día de ayer sabiendo que estabas cerca de completar el no-hitter?
En verdad yo no sabía que estaba no-hitter el juego. Yo entrego mi mentalidad de terminar y todo normal así.
He said, actually, he didn't know that he was about to throw a no-hitter. He was ready to get a three out, but he didn't know the no-hitter. So he was in front of do his best, and he did it.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes. And Jarvis made the play behind you for the final out. How did that feel to see the final out on an amazing play and then celebrating with the team?
¿Cómo te sentiste el día de ayer cuando Mike Jarvis hizo esa jugada para terminar el no-hitter? Esa increíble jugada.
Bien, feliz y agradecido con él por salvarle el inning.
He said he feels really, really grateful for him for saving that inning, for saving that out.
We're here with Mike Jarvis, who played second base in last night's combined no-hitter. Mike, bookending last night's game with a brilliant play to begin the game and then a brilliant play to end it. How locked in did you feel, and how did it all feel, the whole experience start to finish for you?
I don't know how to describe it other than the whole team felt like on a different level of focus, and that's something we've been kind of as a team more focused on. We've been trying to work together, if that makes sense. I don't know. Individually, I'm just trying to relax out there, do everything, do my job. Yeah, that's about it.
Had you ever been a part of any substantial no-hit bid at any point in your career previously?
Definitely not. That was the first time ever, so it was definitely a cool experience and fun to be a part of.
What was the mood in the dugout and on the field as you guys could sense that it was getting closer?
Everyone tries to kind of ignore it, I think, when you're in it. At least that's what it seemed like. So no one acknowledged it. Everyone was aware of what was going on, so you just kind of go about your at-bats and then go out on defense and just do everything you can to keep it intact.
Team still has a chance for a series win this week against Clearwater. From your vantage point, a big win like that with a no-hitter and such an awesome performance on all sides of the ball, how do you feel that maybe gives the team a little bit of a charge moving forward in the next few games?
Yeah, it's definitely a positive boost moving forward. Everyone's, you know, on a different level of confidence for sure going on. But it's the same challenge today. We have to show up and do it again. So you can't carry too much from yesterday going to today. You have to go and prove it again.
Thank you for your time, Mike.
Thank you.
That was Mike Jarvis with us on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome back to Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, where we have some bad news. Tonight's game has been canceled. We made it just an out deep into the bottom of the first inning, where Fort Myers put up three runs, and that is all we will be playing today. Today's game has been canceled due to inclement weather, lots of lightning strikes around the area, rain off and on falling here in Fort Myers. The tarp is still on the field and has not moved. And looking throughout the horizon in all directions, there really does not seem to be any sort of break in this nastiness. So today's game has been canceled. Everything that went down on the field, for all intents and purposes, did not happen. Everything will be wiped clean, as this game will not be completed. And with this being near the end of the first half and things decided for the West Division, this game will not be made up. So that is all for us here this afternoon. We thank you for joining us, and we hope all the dads out there and all the father figures are enjoying a fantastic Father's Day wherever you may be. And we look forward to coming your way on Tuesday night from Dunedin. The Marauders are going to open up a six-game series against the Dunedin Blue Jays on Tuesday at 6.05 p.m. We will be on the air at 5.50 p.m. on Tuesday for pregame coverage as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. So once again, today's game is canceled. All the results that went down for the first inning plus do not count, and that's a wrap here for us today. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon and happy Father's Day from Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.